Okay, again, good morning, good Shabbos, good Chodesh to everybody. So just to finish on Parshas Toldos, just wanted to actually focus on something from the Pesukim themselves. The last Aliyah, of course, as Yaakov goes off and Padan Aram, continuing the family tradition of the Iser Benos Kanan. We know that Esav's taking not just one, but two Benos Kanan is a major, strike. Moras Ruach Leitzchak Ulerivka, and so Esav does, Kaviyachol, a form of tshuva, Al Nashav Alisha, right? Hosif Rashal Risha, so he doesn't actually get rid of the first ones. So it was kind of a half-hearted thing, but at least he was trying. But the Torah tells us something fascinating. Vayishma Yaakov El Aviv El Imo, Vayilech Panen Aram, Vayar Esav, Kira Os Benos Kanan, Beinei Yitzchak Aviv, et cetera, vaykachas machalas bas nevayos. Right, so the vaykachas machalas bas Yishmael ben Avraham achos nevayos al nashav lo liisha. The point is that Esav goes because he sees that his father would be upset, or is upset. Vayar Esav ki rose benos kanan b'nei Yitzchak aviv. When Yaakov goes to Padan Aram, it's the previous pasuk. Vayishma Yaakov el aviv ve'el imo. Right, Esav does what he does, even the positive dimensions of it, because he wants to be mechaved his father. Ve'nei Yitzchak aviv. But Yaakov has a sense of reverence and respect for not only his father but his mother. Vayishma Yaakov el aviv ve'el imo vayelech Padan Aram. That is to say, we're rounding off Parshas Toldos and reflecting on, in the end, what was the difference between Yaakov and Esav? They both, of course, were twins and had the same genetic material, from their parents and same home. But the bottom line is that Esav did have a relationship with his father, a very meaningful relationship with his father, that was his zechus, but he didn't have a relationship with his mother. And Yaakov did. As we've noted in the past, the Jewish destiny is really conferred not so much by the father, but by the mother, right? Avram has two sons, Yitzchak and Yishmael, not in that order, but Sarah has one. Rivka has two sons, but Rivka understands in a deeper way than Yitzchak did, the path that Jewish destiny needed to take. It was, in the end, Yaakov's relationship with his mother that was the difference. Vayishma Yaakov el aviv el imo vayelech Padan Aram. Rivka obviously loved both of her children and wanted the best for both of them. Lamesh kal gam shnecham yom echad. If she didn't love Esav, she wouldn't have been so disappointed. Moras ruach li Yitzchak ulerivka. If you don't care, if you're apathetic, you're not going to have a moras ruach. Katzti v'chayayim b'pnei b'nos cheis. The point is that Rivka, of course, cared very deeply, but she understood certain things in ways that Yitzchak didn't. And the relationship between, Yaakov and Rivka, that they'll never see each other again, obviously, after, this parsha. V'yata b'nishma v'kali v'kum b'rachacha alavan achicha rana v'yashavti mo yamim achadim ad asher tashuv chamas achicha. The relationship between Yaakov and Rivka is the one that ultimately is decisive in his life. It's exactly what Esav is lacking. And Esav is motivated to do the right thing. It's, again, Vayar Esav kiros benos kanan b'nei Yitzchak aviv. He wants the right thing by his father. As far as his mother is concerned, right, she's a non-factor in his decision-making. Of course, as far as Yaakov is concerned, Vayishma Yaakov el aviv el imo vayelech Padan Aram, his mother's directive, his mother's vision, is a driving influence in his life. Aviyata b'nishma b'koli, we see the bonding between Rivka and Yaakov, and that is responsible in a very profound way for Yaakov's succession to the bracha. And Yaakov picking up, the baton of Jewish history from this point on.